Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our four-part series on the sales agreement, and we're going to continue to focus on due diligence.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investment.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the sales agreement. You've got a property in your sights as a buyer. Sellers, you've got a buyer who's willing to pay what you're willing to receive in compensation for that. Now you've locked into a commitment to perform on a contract and the terms therein. We've talked about the lender part of it, the escrow and title search. We were just talking a little bit about what the due diligence period looks like for both the buyer and the seller.
The due diligence period is a term we borrowed from the stock market. It's a period of time that the buyer would be allowed to verify and validate the condition of the property, the value of the property, at least through the eyes of an appraiser, getting a loan commitment, etc. Those activities that you need to do prior to the time that you're willing to part with your money and come into ownership of the property. The due diligence period, though, better be fairly short, because if you ask for something that's particularly protracted in length, a seller may say, nope, see you later.
Next buyer. Yeah. Review disclosures.
Will a real buyer step up?
Remember that sellers are obligated to provide a seller property disclosure that will disclose what they understand to be the property's condition in many facets of the property. At the end of that form, it says, and are you, seller, aware of any other conditions that of which a buyer should be aware of that would affect the value of the property? That's a pretty big blanket statement. So the seller has a big obligation of disclosure.
Yep. And it's an interesting one. It's one that needs to be performed really up front, because there's a time period in which the buyer has to approve of the situation. And if they disapprove of what's there, they can back out of the transaction based on a representation from the seller.
And I've only seen it serve to the seller's best interest to disclose abundantly and early in the transaction. Be wide open about it. It's not a new home, it's a used home. This is what we understand to be the condition. We'll help you get where you want to go.
Exactly. And there's a 10-day period of time for which the buyer, once they have this report in hand, can review it and literally step away from the transaction based upon, I've seen what you say and I no longer want the property. I'm out of here. Give me my earnest money back. I'm taking a hike.
That 10 business day period is negotiable, but that's typical in this market today that it would be that time frame. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.